Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:20. Joining us in studio now, as promised, the Chancellor of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, Kristen Sobolik, as we continue our focus on area colleges and universities. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Carol. I'm happy to be here.
In the interest of full disclosure, even with Dr. Beth Strobel at Webster, I serve on a committee in the communications department at Webster, and I serve on a committee at UMSL as well. You know, Tom and I both, you've been in the community a long time. You begin to be a person of service. So we are connected to a lot of people that we bring on KMOX. So I just want to make that point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've done things with both schools. I'm personally on the board of the media school at Indiana University. So
we do not hold that against you.
No, I know you don't. Go Hoosiers. Let me start with this. Kristen, 78% of UMSL students receive some sort of financial aid. There are studies that show students in need who receive Pell Grants are less likely to graduate. Is that true? What's being done to ensure graduation?
No, you know, I'm not so sure that that's absolutely true, Tom, but we are pretty excited about serving Pell Grant students here at the university. And in fact, we're recognized by U.S. News and World Reports as top 100 in the nation for social mobility. And what that means is we take Pell Grant eligible students to graduation. We're top 100 in the nation for it, the best in Missouri for that. So we really have positive wraparound services to make sure that those Pell Grant eligible students have success and that we don't necessarily, they graduate so that they're not, in essence, kicked out of the system with debt. That's the worst thing.
What does it take to, and is it something different? I feel like I know the answer, but is it something different to help those students to ensure their graduation?
You know, we make sure that we're tracking our Pell Grant eligible students and, frankly, other students as well to make sure that they have extra tutoring if they need that, extra wraparound services with advising, as well as hands-on mentoring to make sure that they are successful so that they are tracked through at least 6 years and beyond to graduation.
Rise Up for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about this? You started last year. Increasing inclusivity. How is that going?
You know, that's been really important. It's a foundation for who UMSL is. We're all about St. Louis. You know, we have the largest alumni network of any institution in St. Louis. 80% of our students live and work in St. Louis and drive that economy. So as UMSL goes, so does the economy of St. Louis. So we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to help the economic development of our region, of St. Louis, and in order to do that, we have to make sure that our education is relevant to what's happening in St. Louis. So we are helping St. Louis rise up.
What does relevance and inclusivity, how do they relate to one another?
Absolutely. So relevance has to do with making sure that we're serving our particular community. And here in St. Louis, with the metropolitan population that we have, the very diverse individuals, both at the student level and at the workforce level, we have to make sure that we are providing access and opportunity to those that need that. But then we're delivering on that promise with retention and graduation rates. So that's what we do the best in the nation for our metropolitan population. And that's going to be important for us, of course, as a higher educational institution. But also it's absolutely crucial for the success of St. Louis as well.
This is the Chancellor at UMSL, Kristen Sobolik, is with us on KMOX. We had a story earlier this morning, Metrolink saying first time since the flood that all trains are running, all stations are operational. You have one right there on campus, certainly convenient. I know also there's concern and a focus on safety. How do you see that this year?
You know, we are really pleased with the partnership that we have with Metro. And in fact, we have a South Campus and a North Campus stops on our campus that really helps serve our entire community. Not only just our students, but also our staff and our faculty and even chancellors are always riding that Metro. But the safety is absolutely important. And one of the things that we're doing is we're being a partner with Metro to make sure that we can make that as safe as possible. And you may know that our criminology and criminal justice program is ranked in the top 4 in the nation. So one of the things that we do is we provide access to our research and our services to Metro and to other areas of St. Louis as well to really infuse, I guess I would say, top of the line, the most important research on that topic into what's happening in St. Louis. And that's important for all of the research that we have at the university as well.
I want to ask you sort of the same, a little bit of the same question I asked Dr. Strobel from Webster. And in reading a Forbes magazine article that looked at the 4% drop overall in college enrollment, fewer men going to college, more women, of course, now are going and getting degrees. But what Forbes pointed out as one of the reasons is that young people question the value of college.
Yeah, you know, I think that, they are questioning that. And I think the importance that we need to bring to the table is how relevant we are, getting back to that word, that we actually provide that access and opportunity and that pathway to a degree, to an increase in their economic stature. And that happens for UMSL students right at the get-go. And in fact, we increase their, their earning at, 6 months after graduation right away. So they're already making $10,000 to $15,000 a year higher than what they did when they came in. And so it's making sure that we are providing that opportunity. We're making sure we're communicating that and delivering on that promise.
We've known about T-Rex for a long time, but the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is, let's face it, a big deal for our region. I know that you've continued to collaborate there. What do you have planned in the near future?
You know, that's a really important collaboration for St. Louis, but also for UMSL as well. I signed an executive or an educational programmatic agreement with the NGA. It was a year and a half ago, and that's been helping us infuse within our curriculum the pathways for current NGA employees to come into our programs and advance in their career at the NGA. And at the same time, we're also building out the infrastructure to make sure that current high school students and other people in the workforce are able to obtain a curriculum that's directly aligned to what the NGA needs. And of course, that feeds into our Rise Up St. Louis that we were talking about earlier, Tom, making sure that the programs and the curriculum and the educational pathways that we have at UMSL are relevant to St. Louis.
Just a few seconds left. The biggest thing happening at UMSL is, in your mind?
Oh, my gosh. The biggest thing happening at UMSL is that we, along with St. Louis, are rising up and aligning to what's needed to move St. Louis forward. You know, we have St. Louis, in Greater St. Louis, Inc., the 2030 jobs plan that really talks about what we need to do within the next 10 years to make sure that St. Louis maintains its relevancy. And given that we have the largest alumni base, we are aligning very directly with that, making sure that we are providing access and opportunity to an inclusive workforce. You know, we graduate a very diverse student population. And because of our highest in the nation for our demographic, retention and graduation rates, we literally produce the most diverse college-educated workforce in the entire state of Missouri. That's important for Missouri. That's important for St. Louis, and it's important for our nation. So we're, in essence, doubling down on our promise.
The Chancellor of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, Kristen Sobolik, with us on KMOX. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, and thank you, Carol.
Good to see you. Good to have you here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.